Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler steps in and joins us when we come back right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, well, Tom, back to business here on this Monday morning, coming off another weekend. And, well, you know what? Not a bad day for the hogs at the end on Friday, but the cattle sure had a rough one.
That's exactly right. Our live cattle and feeder cattle Friday, Dave, traded and closed negative with triple-digit losses. The feeder cattle led the downside that took place in the cattle complex, and it was another week of also waiting for cash cattle trade in our feed yards. Last we heard, the bids were at 136. At Choice Box Beef Friday was down $2.43. Select Box is down $1.97 on a total movement of 124 loads. Cattle kill 107,000 head. The weekly kill 534,000. And the cash feeder index was down one penny. The lean hogs closed mostly lower. April live cattle were down $1.25 on Friday. March feeders down $2.70. And April lean hogs were a nickel higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, along with the cattle futures, the grains also had a miserable day Friday. The wheat, corn, soybeans lower across the board.
Exactly. Our Friday saw KC wheat futures make new contract lows. Egypt tendered for wheat back on Thursday and Friday. They canceled their tender due to what they called high prices. The wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures all closed negative Friday. Now, for the week, the March KC wheat lost 18 cents. March soybeans lost 15 cents. And March corn lost 6 cents for the week last week. Now, Tuesday is a monthly USDA supply and demand report for the grains. And overnight, the equity and energy markets all traded lower, and along with seeing our grains lower, too. March KC wheat at the moment down 3.25. March corn down 2 cents. March soybeans trading 3.5 lower. March cotton at the moment is up 2 points. The March crude oil is down 99 cents. The March dollar index is 29 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures 228 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. And until then, that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.